We spoke yesterday about the question of making kiddush, if one needs to eat before shul on a Shabbat morning, whether or not one needs to make kiddush before eating. And the underlying premise of that shiur was that unless there's a real need, then one's not allowed to eat before davening. And that's what I want to discuss a little bit more today. The Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Pei Tet Se'if Dalet says that one's not allowed to drink or eat before davening, with the exception of water or a person who's unwell. So the basis, the source for this halacha is the Gemara Masechet Brachot Daf Yud Amud Bet, and there are two pasukim which it's learnt out from. One is the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Lo Tochlu Al Hadam, that you shouldn't eat on the blood, which the Gemara darshens out to mean that you shouldn't eat al before you've davened for damchem, before davened for your well-being and for your blood. And the other pasuk is a pasuk in Sefer Melachim, Otihi Shlachta Acharei Gevecha, which we darshan to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cast to be dealt with after one's been gaivedik, after one's been haughty, and to eaten and drunk oneself. So these psukim are used by Chazal to demonstrate that one shouldn't eat or drink prior to tefillah. Moreover, Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, once pointed out that according to the Rambam, the pasuk Lo Tochlu Al Adam means that it's an issur d'oraita to eat or drink before tefillah. So whether or not we actually paskin that way is not necessarily relevant. The point is that there is at least a very important shita of the Rambam that it's an issur d'oraita, which shows how serious this matter is from a halachic perspective. However, as the Shulchan Aruch itself notes, there are certain exceptions. And the first is as far as water is concerned. The reason for that is because there's no gava, there's no haughtiness or arrogance in drinking water before the tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah and other achronim discuss the question of drinking a cup of tea or cup of coffee before shul in the morning. A lot of people, before they daven, they want to wake up properly. They can't get up, they can't start the day really without a cup of coffee. Is that permitted? So he says it is. That's not really regarded as gaiva. That's just a way of getting you started on the day. But he says you mustn't put in milk or sugar, because that is gaiva dick. And he says that if you really need to have the sugar, then what you can do is you can hold a sugar cube between your teeth and drink the coffee through that. So besides the fact that it sounds like it's a bit messy, you might end up dribbling coffee all down your beard before you've started davening. Poskei Zmanenu, later Achronim, they all say that it's actually not a problem, because this is the normal way of drinking tea and coffee nowadays. So it's not regarded as a gaivadik way. It's not a particularly pampered way to drink a cup of coffee with a bit of milk and a bit of sugar in it, and therefore it's permissible. As far as the chole is concerned, an ill person, where the Shulchan Aruch says they're allowed to eat, and that's because, again, there's no gaiva involved. The person's eating because they're not well. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't need to be a person who's really unwell. It doesn't need to be a chole gamur, but a person who's weak and it's just very difficult for them to daven if they haven't yet had something to eat, or the doctor's orders, they have to have something to eat first thing in the morning, and then they need to take some medication, etc., etc. Perhaps an elderly person needs to get their strength up before they daven, and that would all be included, even though they might not strictly be speaking, be categorized as a chole. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's good that they should, before the eating, they should say Kriyat Shema first, just to have Kabbalat or Makot Shamayim before they eat anything. There is a Bi'ur Halacha who talks about a case of a person who's weak, not that they can't get the day started, but if they go to shul and wait till after davening, so then it's going to be too much for them not to eat. This can particularly be the case on Shabbat, a long davening, perhaps which starts at 9 o'clock and doesn't finish till midday. And for some people, it's, they can't go all morning without eating anything, or even, on a regular, weekday, they can get up, but to wait an hour and a half from the time they've got up, from the time they've gone to shul and come back, and they can have some breakfast. So can they eat before davening? His conclusion is that they can't, because they're not ill enough that they have to eat before davening. It's just that it's a lengthy davening, and by the time davening finishes, they need to eat. So he says in that case, the person should actually daven bichidut at home, and then eat afterwards. Again, this is underscoring the significance of this prohibition. They should daven first and then eat, and then go to shul to respond to Devarim Shebikdusha and to hear Chazarat HaShatz and to hear the Kriyat HaTorah. But that's a person who's not really ill. It's just hard for them to go till after davening without eating. If the person is really weak and they need to eat before davening, so then that's not a problem. Adkan.